Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earn it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
I alluded to it last week. There were a lot of objectives we had for the offseason program, and specifically phase one, phase two, phase three, and we met that criteria. I think when these guys walk away, they understand what the expectation level is. I'm pleased with the progress we've made over the last few weeks. Alluded to it last week. We got a lot of work still to come, but we're right on track.
You know who that is by now. That's Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And we're joined by Mark Grody today, noted Bears reporter, noted jack of all trades show host. Groats, McGoats, you got to go to Hallis Hall last week.
Totes.
Do you have any lasting takeaways from either what you heard out of the Bears players or Ben Johnson when it came to progress checks after the rookies were able to speak?
I think the lasting takeaway is things sound different from the coaching perspective, literally hearing the coaches on the practice field and then subsequently to the lectern. The players sound different. Everything sounds different there, and it should, because there's a new head coach. Things don't yet look different, and they shouldn't. I'm not saying like they have failed the offseason program. To me, although things are going to be a little bit different practice to practice, coach to coach, it's not like things were completely out of control and disorganized, even when, believe it or not, when Matt Eberflus was here during the offseason program. So things don't look – and here's what I mean specifically. The biggest takeaway, too, is like if you really want to get down to it, the offense still has a lot of catching up to do, a lot of work to do. And there were more days during the offseason program where the defense looked better than the offense. So as we conclude this, what it needs to happen when you get to training camp is that there are days stacked together for the offense where we're saying that the offense looks better than the defense, that Caleb Williams, oh, he looked good again. That's the third straight day that Caleb Williams looked good. We have not had that as of yet. Now, two offseason programs in a row for Caleb Williams. Hopefully in training camp we see it.
And to be clear, that's usually what happens at the beginning of a season or during practice or whatever. When you have a bunch of days together, the defense looks stronger to
typically
start with,
yes,
and
yes,
the offense ramps up, let alone when you're overhauling an offense and having a brand new playbook installed.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, life is easy. Defenses can read and react, and it's a little bit more complicated than that, obviously. Dennis Allen would tell anybody that. But yeah, it is. The offseason is definitely made for the defense to be a little bit ahead of the offense. But there just can't be this feeling of domination that we've seen through the last, I mean, even through all of the quarterbacks, through Trubisky, Justin Fields, and now Caleb Williams, where there's no doubt about it, except for certain moments, that the defense is ahead of the offense, and then the defense isn't necessarily that great. So I just want there to be those days in camp. It's so important that we start to see consistency out of Caleb
You're
Williams.
You're begging right now.
I know. Well, I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? Like, last year it was okay in training camp because it was Caleb Williams, and this is a rookie just starting his NFL journey and his NFL career. So to be out there and be like, okay, the defense played better, but you got two or three really good throws out of Caleb Williams. That was always nice. That was the disclaimer that we would always seem to give. This year, wow, there's going to be those days where the defense is ahead of the offense. I want to be reporting on the score with a Bears hit. Two words. I want to be able to talk about Caleb Williams stacking good days together, not just stacking a nice throw here and a nice throw there to remind us that he has elite abilities.
Well, it just also hammers the point home that this is something that is so ingrained in team culture, too, where we're so used to it. You're used to watching it. We're used to that being the priority, whether it's ownership saying that, coaches that they've hired, fans. You know, the concept of them being able to work on things like this. Let's even just start with a two-minute drill that executes properly.
Because
wasn't that a big point of emphasis in training camp last year? Even at FanFest, from what fans were able to see on the field, I feel like that was something that was much brought up last season. And that was something that I feel like worked inside out. Like, if your two-minute drill is healthy, then chances are the rest of your offense is, too.
Yeah, and I one of the days that I wasn't at every single practice because I'm here, obviously, but there was one practice that I went. It was the one that I was doing the report for you guys from the sideline, where that probably was Caleb's best day. Like, definitely his best, maybe in the last 2 years in terms of preseason, because, and I'm bringing it up, Layla, because he did execute that two-minute drill back on their own 4-yard line, and he was distressed, chased out of the pocket, finds Alamide Zaccheaus about 25 yards down the field, down the sideline, and in a pinpoint place, and made the connection. And it was just a really good drive, like two really good drives that day. And that's what I want to see more of. And you're right. You're right. Like, you want that two-minute drill to be solid. We know that Caleb Williams had some nice moments that were pulled out from under him in the fourth quarter. The Washington game, if you would like, is the big fat example.
Detroit.
Right there. Detroit as well. So you want to keep him running in that same direction in the final 2 minutes of the game. But we're starting to see some of it.
So I'm looking at the position battles, and I know we don't learn a lot until the Pats come on in camp. But from the conversations that you guys were able to have with the players at the podium, the coaches, do you feel like any progress has been made as far as what we should expect in 6 weeks or so when you're looking at left tackle?
Yeah, man. My gut is, and this is just where I am in the last like 48 hours, my gut is that it's going to be Braxton Jones to begin the season, unless there is more to the injury that he's been dealing with. Like, unless he's not ready, lights, camera, action for training camp. If there's a setback, then all bets are off. If he is healthy and all things are equal, my belief is that it's going to be Braxton Jones and Trapillo could take over that job, I think, maybe early in the season, depending on what Braxton Jones looks like. It might be easy to replace him. But Trapillo played so much right guard in college. I know he played some left tackle, and I know he worked out at left tackle, and I just don't know if it's realistic to think of a guy going into this year, this important season for Caleb Williams and the Bears, and have him start the season at left tackle. I don't know about
that. I get that you want to go with the veteran if he's healthy.
Yeah.
But I think we're still at a big if when it comes to his availability.
I think you're right.
Training camp.
I think
you're right. This is very much a new offense and a challenge for him. That's not necessarily saying you can't do it. But the other thing I take away in this is, if you look at the three that you're talking about when it comes to who it might be at left tackle, Braxton Jones, 5th-round pick, but veteran. Karan Amagaji, 3rd-round pick. You mean to tell me that they drafted a 6'8" guy in the 2nd round and they don't think he's going to see playing time as a starter this year?
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he could in the first few weeks of the season, like if Braxton Jones at all shows some vulnerability, like unless Braxton starts and he comes out and he's just great and he can finally handle a bull rush and we're all good and we're all happy about that. But
I caught that finally.
Yes, the bull rush. But so I think I think he's their left tackle of the future. I'm just saying, like, game one, the way I feel right now is that it's not like you don't want to. Nothing can come to chance this year after the ripoff of a season that the Bears had last year because of the horrible coaching that they had around. They have put themselves in a position where they can't take risks.
We are talking to Mark Grody. No, actually, that's a lie. We're talking with Mark Grody. He's the one talking to us.
I'm huffing and puffing here right now. Pass the duchy, will you?
On Raheem
and
Harris.
Word.
Yeah. We're No duchies have been passed.
I need to calm myself down.
Episode, but
isn't
that's
that
not
the
to
concept?
Say that he won't pass a duchy, or at least try to pass me a duchy on our walk home in the South Loop.
I am looking forward to that. By the way, yeah,
to passing the duchy.
Oh no! I just have to walk. we can stop by a place on the way home. If
you know
like.
A place, don't you?
But there's places all over the place.
I knew you would know a place.
There's
though.
Places don't all put that over on me. The place.
He's already there, guys.
Places all over
Mark
the place.
Mark Grody is already there. Hey. I just think to Layla's point about where they drafted him, and you seem to be more confident that he'll be ready for the start of the season than I guess I am.
Talk about Braxton?
Yeah, the way they're talking about him, it doesn't sound like he's going to get that work early that's needed in training camp with a new offense being installed.
I mean,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's fair. I mean, but could he still be farther ahead of a guy who hasn't played left tackle at the major league level, I was going to say, at the NFL level, or Karan Amagaji, who we know when he was put in, and as bad as a situation as it was,
bat him clean up.
He looked terrible last year when they put him in. Let's just be honest about that with Karan Amagaji. So to me, it's like maybe, I mean, I don't think if Trapillo was to start, I wouldn't be shocked. By any means, but I just think that the edge right now is probably Braxton Jones.
Is that a bigger question than running back right now? Like is who starting at left tackle a bigger question than how is this running back situation going to shake out?
I mean, I think they're both important. That's just my take on it. I think the better question is what's more important in Ben Johnson's offense? Like, what's more important to him?
I'd love to know the honest answer. That's such a great question. What would he say if he was being honest?
Then that tells you what the priority is, doesn't it?
I think the answer for him right now would be the left tackle. I think he's fine with the running backs as far as, like, at least I know I've got guys and I know their skill sets and exactly what they can do. I think there's way more unknown for him as a head coach right now with the left tackle situation.
I worry, if I'm in his shoes, I worry a lot less. And I feel like I have a lot more open to me. If I know that I've got running backs who can attack all parts of your line.
Do they?
You have a running back who can run outside zone concept, and you have a running back that can run ISO duo of the middle. Do I think they have that enough? No.
No, they don't. You're right.
And that's how I feel. Do I at least understand who is playing left tackle? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think because you have no idea how good Kyle Manungai is going to be. You
better have an idea. You drafted him. You waited that long to draft a running back.
Seventh round, though. I mean, you don't expect seventh rounders to maybe even make the team sometimes. So
shout out to Charles Leno.
Yeah. Big Chuck, man. He gets the last laugh, that guy. That's for sure. Charles Leno. What about Roshan? Roshan. Nobody knows if Roshan's good. I don't know if Roshan's good. He did some good things. They figured out that he could score touchdowns if you put him on the 1 yard line. Ian Wheeler. Ian Wheeler's walking back through that door. Maybe he gets you something. But I agree. I think at this point, the more critical area is running back. Beyond DeAndre, like DeAndre Swift is a professional running back, even though he had a bad
that's
year.
That's what
last
I'm saying.
But who's beyond that?
You've got proven, but at least you have someone.
There is somebody.
At left tackle, you couldn't tell me who can step up and just definitely hold down the fort.
I will say this. When I know what I know about Braxton Jones, and the few times that I've seen him make plays in space or do something different, I actually really liked what he was doing, when he wasn't just involved in being a pass protector. But what do we know is the most important thing to Ben Johnson? Pass protection. Mm-hmm. So that's a big conflict when you consider it.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we haven't talked about in so long, because it feels like it was like 2 years ago that it happened, is that, again, that interior of the offensive line makes everything else while it's urgent, it makes it feel so much more comfortable knowing that you have Drew Dahlman at the center, knowing
Joe Tooney.
That you have Joe Tooney as your left guard.
And Jonah Jackson, and Jonah we're going to see if he's what he is healthy.
I think, right. We're not. He's the mystery man out of those three. You're right.
That's Darnell Wright, baby.
Darnell Wright.
I'm not even asking questions about Darnell Wright. I'm asking my question about Darnell Wright at this point in my life is, can you catch a pass?
Yeah, wow.
That's an advanced question. That's past intro.
No, I think he's there.
Throw a pass? How about that?
Yeah, both.
Both. What do you think about that?
And I feel like that's fair. Like, out of him. Yes. He's done his job.
Yes. Are you guys looking forward to training camp, by the way? Are you guys, like, excited about?
Of course.
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Wait, why?
Because when it starts, I'm like, yo, can we play games already? That's how it goes. It's like a week
Marshall
of training
Marshall starting
camp.
Fights and joint practice. Yeah. That's what I just heard.
Yes. Yes. I'll be that guy.
Chase Claypool.
Come on, man.
I'm trying to think of the last guy that was starting fights. Chase Claypool.
He was trying to fight his way out of town.
Kyle Long. Akeem Hicks. Used to love him. A good fight.
You gotta have somebody too who like just will do a little swipe every now and then, like up.
Yeah, like a little head slap.
Mess with people.
Yeah, a little head slap. Billings, Big Bill out there yelling at Caleb during his cadence.
We know Big Bill can catch a pass, no, don't we?
We saw it. Unless it was AI. I'm sick of it. AI. At it.
I think it's gonna take over.
It is. We're all dead.
No wonder you want to talk so much about the past the Duchy. Well, before all of that happens, and Groats has taken...
Are you sure you want to walk home with me today,
yeah,
Marshall?
I do.
You've definitely partaken in a midday show tradition with that attitude.
What is that?
Just the taking the fun out of things.
Oh, I did?
But, sure. You picked up where others have left off.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Dan used to take the fun out of everything. I get it now.
Yeah, it's a time-honored tradition.
His name. It's okay.
I did earlier.
Oh, it's only one per show?
No.
I'm not going to say it again.
No, I was just trying to have fun with the concept of taking the fun out of things on a midday show. We all do it.
Yeah, we do. Bears.
You know what we didn't do?
What?
Win the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
You know who did? A guy who also had a major Father's Day situation that a lot of dads and parents can relate to. We'll find out about Mr. Spahn's relatable day next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.